I'm speaking to Rob Beale from Maurice Owen. Rob, as we move into March, at the end of March, it's the end of the tax year. It might be the end of company years for many businesses, but certainly in terms of payment of tax for this year, we'll finish at the end of March. And so anything that's earned will be liable. What's the sort of things that people should be thinking about just now?
I think people are thinking about it from two perspectives. The traditional planning of a tax year end is to make sure that you're taking advantage of any opportunities that you've got to save tax. So, for example, if you're going to be buying assets over the course of the next few months anyway, potentially you buy them that much earlier so that you get the tax relief in this period. For owner-manager businesses, it will then also be looking at whether they want to do employer pension contributions or something like that in order to reduce their tax liability. Where this year is different is from the 1st of April, corporation tax goes up. So if, for example, you were to pay a pension contribution before that, you'll get tax relief on it at 19%. If you delay it by 2 days and pay it on the 2nd of April, actually, then you're potentially going to be getting tax relief on it at 25%. So some people are actually sat there saying, almost my tax planning exercise for year end is a different thought process. And it's not what can I do this year to reduce my tax liability or legitimately do with pension contributions or bonuses or whatever the case is. It may actually be the case of saying, I almost want more profit in this year because I'm only paying tax at 19%. And therefore, I will look at some of these other opportunities to save tax after the 1st of April so that I'm getting a better rate of return on my planning.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Very interesting. What about electric cars? A friend of mine was explaining to me the other day that he's now leased a car actually through his business, and the tax breaks he's getting seem very, very lucrative or generous. Can you give us a quick overview of that circumstance, please?
Yeah, I mean, effectively, if you're looking at electric cars, you're predominantly looking at two things. One is what's the impact on it for tax purposes for the business and for the company normally, and then what's the impact on an electric car for the employee? If it's a brand new electric car, then the company will normally be able to get tax relief on the whole purchase cost in the first instance, or if it's going through some form of lease arrangement, it will get tax relief on the lease arrangement. Where it becomes very attractive is that the level of tax that someone has, an employee has, for getting a electric car as part of their employment package, the benefit in kind, is incredibly low. And therefore, what we're seeing is significant amounts of companies looking at buying an increase in their fleet of electric cars because the company can pay for it. It can pay for all of the things. It gets tax relief on it. And the employee or director actually pays very, very modest amounts of tax themselves for the benefit of having a car to run around with.
Excellent. So it's certainly worth looking into.
Yeah. I think, you know, years ago, everyone had company cars, and the company cars were effectively squeezed out so that almost nobody has a company car now, apart from this new brand of electric car owners.
Rob Beale, Maurice Owen, thanks very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.